You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This is Servants Word Meditation for Saturday, March 16th. It covers Exodus 12, verses 37 to 51. It's the Passover and the deliverance from Egypt. Verses 37 to 39 describes the Exodus, the Israelites leaving Egypt. For the past weeks, months, Moses has been proclaiming God's word to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Through the 10 plagues and a great spiritual battle, finally the deliverance has begun. Verse 37, the people of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children, a mixed multitude, also went up with them, and many cattle, both flocks and herds. And they baked unleavened cakes of dough, which they brought out of Egypt. For it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any provisions. It's a remarkable story. A whole people, a whole nation is oppressed in slavery under a foreign ruler, and the tired people in one night get up and move and begin a journey toward a promised new land. Verse 40 says, the time in Israel and Egypt was 430 years. On that very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out of Egypt. It was a night of watching and waiting by the Lord to bring them out. So this same night is a night of watching to be kept by the Lord, by all the people of Israel, throughout all their generations. 3,500 years later, in this April 20th, 2019, observant Jews will again gather together in their homes and celebrate the Passover meal, still waiting and watching, waiting for God to bring their full deliverance. In verses 43 to 49, God gives the Passover instructions. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner may eat of it. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. When a stranger or sojourner with you would keep the Passover of the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then he may come near and keep it. He shall be as a native in the land. But no uncircumcised shall eat of it. There shall be one law for the native and one for the stranger who sojourns among you." Verse 50-51, thus did all the people of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And on that very day, the Lord brought up the people of Egypt by his hosts. The enactment of the Passover meal and the actual deliverance from Egypt were one and the same. So three reflections. The deliverance of Egypt was a sovereign act of God. The Israelites were in slavery and could not rise up of their own strength. They didn't even know a way out. But God acts with signs and wonders and delivers them as a whole people. Secondly, God was invested in having a people of his own. Beginning with Adam, trying again with Noah, but in calling Abraham and forming the people of Israel and letting them grow and strong in number in Egypt, then delivering them, he's about to take them through the wilderness to give them the law that they might become a distinct people to live his way of life in the world. And finally, he gave them the Passover instructions so that future generations would see the deeper meaning of his work, remember their deliverance, their freedom, their identity of God's own people, chosen to be a light to the Gentiles and to the nations around them.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit and international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.